December 6, 1926. Pact between Jesus and the soul. How an act can be called perfect only when the divine will reigns in it. This morning, it seemed that my always lovable Jesus did not make me struggle so much for his coming. On the contrary, he stayed with me for a long time, which he had not done for so long. In fact, if he comes now, his little visit is always very short, nor does he give me time to tell him anything. He alone says whatever he wants to tell me, or he speaks and speaks with the unending light of his will, so much so, that Jesus himself remains eclipsed in this light, and I with him. So we lose sight of each other, because that light is so strong and dazzling, that the littleness and weakness of my sight cannot sustain it. Therefore I lose everything, even Jesus. Now, while he was with me, the fidgets of his love were so intense and so many, that his heart beat very strongly. Leaning his breast against mine, he made me feel his ardent heartbeats. And drawing his lips near mine, he poured into me part of that fire which burnt him. It was a liquid which, while being like liquid fire, was very sweet, but of a sweetness that cannot be described. However, among those rivulets which poured into my mouth, coming out of his mouth like many little fountains, there were a few bitter rivulets, which the human ingratitude sent deep into the heart of my sweet Jesus. Jesus had not done all this for a long time, while before he used to do it almost every day. Now, after pouring himself out with me, after pouring into me what he contained in his most holy heart, he said to me, "My daughter, we must make a pact, that you must do nothing without me, and I must do nothing without you. And I, my love, this is beautiful, I love this pact, doing nothing without you. And when you do not come, what shall I do? So, I must remain idle and without doing anything. And then you place your will in me, and I am unable to will anything but what you want. So, you will win always, and will do whatever you want, and without me." And Jesus, all goodness, continued, "My daughter, when I do not come, you must not remain without doing anything, no, no. You must continue to do what we have done together, what I have told you that I want you to do. This is not doing things without me, because it has already passed between me and you, and it remains as if you were always doing it together with me. And then, don't you want me to win always? The winning of your Jesus is your gain. So, if you win, you lose. If you lose, you win. However, be certain that I will do nothing without you. This is why I placed in you my will, and my light, my sanctity, my love, my strength together with it, so that, if you want my light, my sanctity, my love, my strength, you may dominate in them and take the light you want, and the sanctity, the love, the strength that you want to possess. How beautiful it is to see you possess my dominions, which make me arrive at doing nothing without you. I can make these pacts only with those in whom my will dominates and reigns." Then, afterwards, I was doing my usual acts in the supreme fiat, and I thought to myself that I wanted to hide my little love, my meager adoration, and everything I could possibly do, within the first acts which Adam did when he possessed the unity of the light of the divine will, and within those of the Queen Mama, which were all perfect. And my adored Jesus added, "My daughter, only then can one act be called perfect, when it encloses within itself all the other acts together. My will alone encloses this perfect act, while it does one act only. From this single act, all possible imaginable acts which exist in heaven and on earth are released. This single act of my will is symbolized by a spring, while the spring is one, from it gush seas, rivers, fire, light, heaven, stars, flowers, mountains and earth. Everything comes from this one spring." Now, Adam in the state of innocence and the heart of the sovereign queen, by possessing my will, if they loved, in that love they enclosed adoration, glory, praise, blessing, prayer. Nothing was missing in their most tiny act. in it flowed the multiplicity of the qualities of the single act of my supreme will, which made them embrace everything, so they gave to their Creator all that befitted Him in one act. So, if they loved, they adored. If they adored, they loved. The isolated acts, which do not embrace all acts together, cannot be called perfect acts. They are meager acts, which give a human will. And therefore only in the fiat can the soul find true perfection in her acts, and offer a divine act to her Creator.